trial at www.audibletrial.com/radmetal. Over 150,000 titles to choose for your iPhone, Android,
alternative lifestyle products? Then come advertise with us. Radioactive Metal is the perfect place to promote your business. Go to advertisecast.com/780 to see all of our advertising.
I'm Jason from Psychroptic, and you're listening to Radio. Or is it Radioactive Metal?
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Kareem, and Aaron.
Episode of Radioactive Metal. This is episode 460. And I'm Snowy White.
This is Rock.
Hey, dude, how's it going?
I don't know what kind of therapy that is, but it can't be bad.
it's the best kind of therapy. Rock and roll therapy, heavy metal therapy. I get bombarded all the time with memes, you know, on Pinterest and on Facebook about how hard rock and metal is therapy and all that. And it's like, yeah, you're damn straight it is. For sure. Like, I'm sure you get them yourself. Like, if it wasn't for metal, I would have killed 500 people by now. And, you know, mosh pits, group therapy. And
the difference between you and me is that you're on Pinterest and I'm not, because I'm not a whatever. you know my opinion of Pinterest.
I'm
not a girl.
Okay, but so, wherever you get your memes, okay, I'm sure you've seen them.
I know. Well, I see some once in a while. Like once in a while, a friend of mine will post one to my wall, but it's rare.
Right. Okay. But the point is, now yes, that we've totally gone off the rails right away.
considering our conversation we had before we started recording, I'm not surprised this is off the rails.
Jeez, just working with you, man, is just hair pulling sometimes.
I know.
Wouldn't have it any other way. How is everything going down in FLA?
You love me and you know it.
I do.
Right now, okay, maybe our listeners can hear this. It's raining its ass off right now in Florida.
I don't ever think of rain in Florida. It just doesn't – I don't know. What? Whenever I think of weather in Florida, I always think hot and sunny and beaches and bikinis.
That's California.
Yeah. I kind of think of that with Florida. You know, Fort Lauderdale is the, you know, the spring break – destination and all that, so that's what I think. But it does rain a lot in Florida
because
right?
Spring break is in March, and March is not rainy season yet. So that's why you think that we're in the rainy season now. So we're desperately needing some rain. So we've been getting our ass kicked since the beginning of this week, since Memorial Day. Really, every day around the same time, man, we get a giant storm to the point where I lost the signal on my DirecTV. So, yeah. So when that happens, you know that it's bad.
I hope you weren't watching anything interesting.
No, I'm talking to you. So, So yeah.
With that in mind, actually something kind of cool happened that involves radioactive metal
and involves watching something.
Yeah, so see how that all fits in nicely. I guess it was about 2 years ago now, we had like the hardcore band Misery Signals on.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, right before going and doing the interview, just as we sat down, we're just about ready to rock and all that, a cameraman comes through and I'm asked if this interview can be filmed because they're filming this documentary commemorating the 10th anniversary of their debut album. And that's what that tour was and all that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm an easygoing guy. Sure. Why not?
Of course.
You know, let's give her. Yeah. Yeah. Well, as it turned out, and I waited and, you know, it kind of left my head. I wonder if this documentary is ever going to get made or whatever. Well, just the other day I was kind of pissing around on the interwebs there and they announced Misery Signals documentary trailer for the Yesterday Was Everything documentary, which will be available June 30th. Okay, cool. I'm going to check this out. And lo and behold, right there, oh, this is awesome. They actually used part of it and all mm-hmm. that. So it's like, oh, okay, this is really cool. So if you don't mind, got a little bit of it queued up right here. So just, yeah, here, dude, check this.
You ready for it?
Yep.
Whenever. Hey, what's up? This is Ryan from Misery Signals, and you're listening to Radioactive Metal.
Excellent.
10 years ago, you guys released the album that you guys are really well known for.
And the concept behind this tour is you're doing the full album.
Yep, we're doing just songs from that album with the lineup of the band from that time.
It's going to be like, you know, 10 years ago.
It feels good to be jamming with these guys and playing these old songs.
All these people who used to come to these shows and this record was super important to them.
Of Mouse and a Magnum Heart is, you know, an incredible album.
I didn't think that I would ever see this again, and this is history.
You were talking about that when we ran that interview, so yeah, that's kind of cool hearing that. And dude, you're the first thing that we hear. Is you.
It is. That was kind of weird, too. Yeah. And as you may recall, the same thing kind of happened before that when the Canadian rock band Gatto came through town and we had them on. And it was mm-hmm. the exact same thing happened. But I just haven't heard any word about that documentary as well. So
the thing is with documentaries, a lot of them, you know, they'll film stuff and they never come out. They never do anything with it. So.
Right.
It's a lot of work. Documentaries are a lot of work, apparently.
They are. But you know what? I was thinking, you know, this documentary is going to be streaming, you know, pretty much everywhere June 30th. So I figure June 31st, Snowy's getting his own IMDb page for sure.
Oh my god. You know, you can create your own, right?
I know, that's what I mean. Because I'm just a smart ass enough just to do that, have like one thing listed. Mm-hmm. why not? Something cool as well happened with you, dude, which I want to hear about this.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You said your Misery Signal thing, that was about 2 years ago that mm-hmm. happened, so it kind of left your brain. Well, 4 years ago, I answered like a bunch of email questions from a renowned Canadian book author, Martin Popoff. Mm-hmm. And basically what the questions were, he was compiling a bunch of stories from headbangers all over the world for a book that he's calling, and this book now is ready, and it's you can order it at his website, and I'm a part of it. I'm in there. Mm-hmm. It's the book is called Metal Collector: Gathered Tales from Headbangers, and basically what the questions were and what he wanted is like he would ask. Okay, one of the questions that I remember, you know, vividly said, "Tell me about an encounter with." A bad encounter with a rock star who you were a fan of, and describe what happened and everything. You know, so just basically you're telling him stories. You know, mm-hmm. So that's one of the questions I remember. So, but he had like maybe 10 or 12 questions like that. You know, or things. Oh, what is your most prized possession in your collection? Do you still have it? And if you don't, why do you not have it anymore? Well, for me, it was my KISS pinball machine. You know, I don't have it anymore. But the story of how I got it was a great story. So you know, out of the blue, our friend Scott Thompson from Focus on Metal, whenever they put out new episodes, he sends out a mass email, and you know, we're on the mailing list and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he says in there, says, "Oh, by the way, congratulations to Rock for being in Martin Popoff's new book." I'm like,
yeah, I saw that too. I'm like, what?
I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
This is awesome.
Yeah. So then I had to look back, and I found the email that I sent to Martin, and it was dated from 4 years ago.
Wow.
So yeah, so I'm in Martin's new book. Anybody's interested? Because it sounds like there's a lot of really cool stories in there. Mm-hmm. You can go to martinpopoff.com, and you'll see right there on the first page, there's a store section. You click on that, and you just look for the Metal Collector Gathered Tales from Headbangers. And Popoff is spelled P-O-P-O-F-F. So martinpopoff.com. So check it out.
Oh, for sure. He's a great guy, too. I ran into him at the Noctis Festival in Calgary a little while back.
That's right.
He approached us.
He goes on Focus on Metal actually pretty often. Every time he's got a new book, he goes on there to talk to them. So,
well, we better get him on the horn here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just a matter of scheduling.
It's cool to see, you know, Radioactive Metal seems to be out and about here. So
yeah, and the thing is this is stuff that happened years ago and we forgot about.
It's a kind of a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, they just hit us like, bam, blindside.
right on. So everyone goes.
Backside, chill out, grab a tin, and enjoy the banter and our little fix.
As far as music, and all I have on there right now is all the KISS that I own, all the Cathedral that I own.
I was just about to say, and all the Carcass that you own.
No.
I was trying to guess.
I put all the Metal Church that I own.
Oh, that would have been my next one.
Yeah, and then put the new Oceano on there, Avatarium, the new one. You know, and just a few scattered albums on there just to kind of break it up. You know? But that's what I've been listening to in my car. But there's one thing, though, I wanted to talk about, and we were sent this advanced promo a while back from Metal Blade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you remember that metal show, right?
I never got it up here.
Oh, that's
I know
right.
of what but, you speak. I but, know of what you speak, yes.
Yeah, the TV show, that metal show, that was on VH1 Classic with Don Jameson, Eddie Trunk, and one of our past guests, Jim Florentine.
Mm-hmm.
Metal Blade has been putting out comedy albums by Don Jameson. I think his second one just came out, or it's about to come out, and it's called Communication Breakdown.
Ah, I like that.
So I was listening to that at work the other day, and sad to say, it's not good. I did not enjoy it at all. I don't know, man. I'm weird when it comes to stand-up comedy.
Okay.
I'm not a guy who likes jokes, you know. But listen. Let me explain myself. I like jokes, but just not a stand-up comic where it's jokes one joke after the other. You know, I'm not a fan of that. I like stories like what Henry Rollins does. He takes
there we go,
and it's funny, but it's a journey, and it makes you think. You know, a guy who just stands there and tells dick jokes, and you know, I don't know. That's just not my thing. You know.
Okay, fair enough.
So I really did not enjoy it. And even the one that he put out a few years before, was it called Hell Bent for Laughter or something like that? I can't remember. But that was a little bit better because he talked a little bit more about metal on it. This one doesn't have a whole lot of stuff about metal. So, I didn't care for it.
Sorry, that sucks.
Yeah, so, we usually, when we give reviews, they're usually positive, but I figured I needed to warn people about this one.
Well, you can't be in everything.
Exactly. Not everything is awesome. Like us.
apparently.
So that's all I have the metal fix this week, honestly. Besides listening to Kiss and Cathedral.
There's a stunner.
Yep.
You know, and it really didn't, I don't know, it was kind of a slow week for
I am so sorry. Oh. I just remembered something. I did go to MegaCon last Sunday. Our big comic book convention / meet the celebrities / spend all your money because everything's super expensive.
Yeah, and just kind of geek out. I get it.
Yep. And I was not supposed to go this year, but I wound up going because our past guest, Giselle Lagasse, was actually at MegaCon. Yeah, this year. She's never been to MegaCon. This was her first time, and I've always wanted to meet her because I love her artwork, and she's so nice. You know, we've had her twice on the show. The first time we were talking about her band Barbarella that she did in the 90s, and then the second time we had her on was to talk about the Ramones because she did Archie Meets Ramones.
That's right.
So, and that was fairly recent. So, you know, I wanted to meet her. So I bought a ticket just to go on that day because I had no intention of going this year. I'm kind of burnt out on these things. I've been going since 2002 and everything's expensive. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to save my money this year and not go. Yeah. But then she put a thing on Facebook, said, "Hey, I'm at MegaCon," with a picture. I'm like, well, son of a bitch.
Well, looks like I'm going after
Looks like I have to go. And it was great. It was so much fun. I got to meet her and her husband. And most of the time we spoke French.
Of course.
And it was so much fun because at one point, you know, I picked up a few of her books for the Ménage à Trois books, her web series that she does. And then she's published compilations. So while she was, you know, getting those together and signing and stuff, I was talking to her husband. And they lived in Montreal for many years. They're in New Brunswick now.
Right.
They lived in Montreal for many years. And then we started talking about Rock and Stock, that famous music store that was in Montreal, that where Banzai Records was based out of. Rock and Stock and Banzai Records were one and the same. So me and her husband, we were talking about this. And at one point he stops. He says, "You know, I haven't talked about that store probably in 20 years. He said, "And of all places, I'm freaking talking about Rock and Stock in freaking Florida."
Well, that's, metal where you can find it. How about that?
Yeah, so that was really cool. That was fun. So I just wanted to throw that in out there. You know, I got to meet one of our guests, you know, that we had on Skype, and she's super cool, and I'm hoping to get her on at some point. We need to find an excuse to get her on again. So,
of course.
So.
Hello.
How's it going?
I just woke up from a nap.
I told you, if you take a nap, you won't be up on time.
No, you did tell me that, because I told you, and I even sent you those ridiculous pictures. So I don't know if you got them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here, just make it official. Why don't you tell everyone who you are?
Oh, well, hello. I'm Corrine.
Hello. How's it going?
Hello. I'm back on air.
It's about time.
God, what the hell's wrong with me?
Did you get a chance to listen to last week's episode yet? Because you were away?
No.
Okay. Well, I had a bit of fun at your expense.
Oh, dude, let me tell you. Oh, my God.
You went off to a rave in San Francisco.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The same weekend in your hometown, but where you used to live in Baltimore, was the Maryland Death Festival.
Yeah,
and I'm like, she's traveling for a music-related thing, and she doesn't go home for that and she goes to a rave. Oh, she's so getting it next week.
Yeah. It wasn't my choice, and it, like, the trip was 100% paid for, so I had no complaints.
Yeah, no.
But
no complaints, but you have some excuses. That's what I'm
saying. I can't even begin to tell you what happened in San Francisco on the very first fucking night there. I can't even tell you on air because it got fucking crazy.
Uh-huh. Did you get arrested?
No.
Well, you should have been. You went to a rave.
Oh my God. It got crazy. And that was even before the rave even happened. Inside the hotel room. It was fucking wild.
Okay.
I'm serious. I will tell you guys off air, but I'm just letting you know that that night, I wasn't even there. We went to, okay. What I'm going to tell you later on off air, and I'm sorry, listeners, there's just no way in hell I'm telling you guys, but just to let you know, we stayed at a 4-star hotel, and shit got fucking crazy in room on the ninth floor in room 219.
Wait, are you incriminating yourself now?
I'm just saying. It's already been incriminated. It's already been incriminated. It's already happened. I'm just letting you know where it happened at.
Okay.
Tell me you at least threw a TV out the window like a real rock star would have. Come on.
The windows didn't even open up halfway.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I tried to open up the windows, but that didn't. And it's nothing like suicide or anything. But it got fucking wild. And let me tell you.
Good. Well, that's what happens at raves.
No. This was not even. This was the rave. Okay, this happened on Friday night. The rave was on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
This happened way before the rave even began. At the rave, crazy shit happened, but at the hotel itself, crazy shit happened.
Okay. All right, well, let's...
Okay, you understand now you're going to be getting a bunch of emails from our listeners saying, okay, you didn't say anything on the air, but tell me what happened.
I probably will have to tell them off the air because it's just... It was so crazy that I don't even know. I was woo.
Fear for your life crazy or?
Well, no, just I was really fucked up.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Sounds right. Good. Sounds good. All right,
it was so good. Crazy.
Let's not say any more.
That's right. I will. I'll have to tell you guys later.
All right.
Sounds good. Sounds good. What you will tell us now is what you've got in your metal fix.
If you have anything.
Oh my God. Oh, I do. So, this episode will be airing on Thursday. Mr. Kareen and I will be going to see Jungle Rot on Monday at the Haven.
All right. And that's in the future, so you can't talk about that.
Yeah, I want to hear about that next week.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Well,
you can't talk about something you haven't experienced yet.
God, can I just at least mention that I'm going as a member?
No, you can't. No. Why? What's happening next week?
I don't fucking know. Besides, shit. God, I'm living in the here and now.
Oh, fuck.
God. Breaking my balls here.
Yeah, we got them. Busting them late, and then you go to a rave.
Yeah, you guys are worse than Blue Balls.
You blow off Maryland Death Fest to go to a rave.
I love, dude.
And then you try to talk about
the only
future?
Thing I blew off.
Whoa. Too much information.
No, I didn't blow anything, but that means that if I had to blow something off, at least that was the only thing I blew off.
Okay. All right.
It's a savages on the show. Talk to me about metal, please, Creed.
I'm trying to tell you about metal, but nothing in particular happened with metal. Okay. Yeah, there you go. There's just silence filling the room.
All right.
Fair enough. For myself, remember last week, Rock, or maybe it was the week before that, I mentioned that the first single from the new Witch Vomit, Poison Blood, came across my desk.
Yeah.
I really dug that. Yeah, yeah. Well, a couple of days after that, the entire Poison There's been some witches on the show lately. Not even counting Corrine and all that.
So. Oh, I'm not a witch.
No, but did you vomit?
I did.
Wait,
not.
When?
I did not.
Well,
sorry?
At the rave or the night before the rave?
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. I did. Yes, I did.
So,
I fucking did.
So we got right some metal vomit.
Dude, yeah. It was fucking brutal.
Okay.
Well, goddamn.
Just for you, Corrine, as soon as I'm done with my mental fix, I'm going to get into some witch vomit for you. How does that
sound? There we go. Oh, my God. I was praying to the porcelain guard all night. This should work out well.
There we go.
Oh, fuck.
And I hit the record store earlier as well. I picked up the new Full of Hell record, Trumpeting Ecstasy. There's a lot of good stuff on that. Really cool modern grind. And as well, I'm going to wrap it up with this local band who, oh, by the way, Corrine.
Yes.
Our good buddy Corey Thomas, his band Flashout was playing at the Maryland Death.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame on you.
A good
friend of ours you could have went and hung out with and all that, but you blew him off for a rave.
I blew nobody off.
Oh, jeez. Anyways, I had the
smack my ass and call me a horse. God damn it.
Whoa there, Trigger. Whoa.
Oh, hey, I thought we're blowing people off here. Shit.
I had Flashout's album Terminated Efficiency for a while, but just off of a digital download and all that. And I needed the physical copy, so I went out and I picked that up as well. And as I was cranking that, and of course I'm an old schooler, I need the physical thing in my hand, and I gotta, you know, go through the booklet and all that. And I'm looking at the collage inside of the record, and the record's a couple years old now, I guess. And part of it is some of the old flyers that from their shows from over the last couple years. I'm looking at these flyers, and I'm like, oh, okay, that one. Oh, I got those flyers right here hanging up in my living room that they also threw on the record. So I thought, that was pretty cool when they were supporting Doom and Napalm Death.
Cool.
All that. I'm looking at those flyers right now hanging up in my living room, and they got it inside the record and all that. So
awesome.
That's totally awesome. Gonna drop a track here. Just for Corrine, this is the new Witch Vomit with Doomed in the Realm of the Dead. was the new Full of Hell. Great record, great record. Go pick it up with Deluminate. I can't believe I got that right. I've been on a roll, Rock, lately with getting these song titles right.
No, you got one wrong last week.
Yeah, I fucked up. All right,
let me go back in my notes here.
Yeah, let's go back to last week.
Yeah.
You're going to out me on this, but it's relevant, so go ahead.
You said for the Visceral Disgorge song, you said necrocoprophobia.
Yeah.
But it's necrocoprophagia.
Yeah, I got the song title wrong.
That's two totally different things.
Yeah, it was. It definitely is. Yeah. Which kind of takes us to tonight's creature feature.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I got to back up. Corinne is here. I got to back up. Corinne, do you know what coprophagia means?
No.
Okay. So necrocoprophagia, necro means death, right? Or dead, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coprophagia means basically for real. This is the word to when you talk about literally eating shit, feces. That's coprophagia. Okay. That's coprophagia. Coprophagia. So when Snowy called it necrocoprophobia, he was saying it was the fear of dead shit. But this is actually eating dead shit.
that live shit I'm okay with. You know, it's not bad. But it's when it's dead, it's reanimated shit. You know,
yeah.
That's when it gets scary. It's Dawn of the Dead shit.
Sorry about the digression. Let's keep going.
But it's kind of leads us into tonight's creature feature because. Unfortunately, that show that, you know, that Visceral Disgorge did not make it. And that was a bummer. And that was my birthday present. All that. I was so excited. All right. The awesome thing about that night, though, is that from the land down under, or ballpark at least, from Tasmania, prosthetic recording artist Psycroptic were headlining. And this is a great live band, and that gave us an opportunity to check them out as they were promoting their latest self-titled record. So I managed to corral vocalist Jason Papayet long enough for him to give us the 411 on everyone and everything. So without further ado, let's get into it. Before we get a little too sidetracked, this is our chat with Psycroptic vocalists Jason Papayet, or Pep to his buds.
So right now, as we speak, you are out on tour, still supporting your self-titled album?
Yeah, yep.
Right on. And it's a couple of years old now.
Yeah, it's been out for a couple of years, so we're sort of coming to the end of our touring cycle for it. It's probably gone for a little longer than we first expected, but... we're in the process. We've nearly got the new album written, so we've just got to find time in between tours to actually get the thing recorded.
Everything dot the I's and cross the T's. You're kind of reading my mind here. Yeah, you've done this before, I can tell.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how many legs has this record got left? You got to be hitting the studio.
Yeah. So, I mean... We always plan to hit the studio sooner than what we do. You know, tour opportunities keep coming up and they're always too good to pass up, and we love being on the road. So we just keep going until the very last moment before we have to hit the studio.
Right. And with a band like Psycroptic, I imagine... like this day and age with the way the industry is, you have to be on the road.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty much always.
It's the only promo tool. It's the only way we've got to raise revenue, to record, to keep doing more and more. Mm. So that's, I mean, touring's our biggest focus, really.
Right.
As with so many other metal bands these days.
So is this, can you make a living off of Psycroptic?
No, I think if... we didn't live where we do. Like, I mean, we're from Tasmania, which is pretty much as far as you can get from any sort of touring market. So our costs just before we even, you know, how much money we have to make just to break even on a tour is pretty insane. So, you know, I mean, we make enough to keep it going, though, and we all sort of have jobs and our businesses and stuff back home, so we make it work. We do what we can. So,
yeah, that's just the sad reality.
Yeah,
these days, you know, I imagine 30 years ago, bands who were actually making bands like that play the type of music that you did could probably make a living from.
I wouldn't be surprised. But I mean, the way it is with streaming and album sales are so much lower, and you know, but. It's the way the industry is, and we've, as bands, we've just got to adapt to it, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the last record, self-titled.
Yeah, it was self-titled. Yeah.
Okay. That was your first one with Prosthetic.
Yeah.
Are we going to be sticking with them for the next record?
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah. Everything is good there?
Yeah, everything's been great. They've done everything they can for us, and which is great. You know, we're really happy with how far they get the album, with the promo, their support, and all the rest of it. So, I mean, it's hard for me to say that we won't be, you know, jumping ship again, because we are a band that has shifted around labels a lot over the years. But I mean, we're happy with Prosthetic at this stage, and we're looking at hopefully finding a home there for.
I hope so.
A long time.
Yeah. They're friends of ours.
Yeah.
As well. So
great label. Excellent.
Yeah. So when it came time, when you left Nuclear Blast and it came time to sign on with someone else, was it kind of a given that you would go to Prosthetic? Because I believe you guys are big enough that you could probably walk into pretty much any independent label and say, we're here.
Yeah.
You know, like, was that the case?
No, I mean, Dave, our drummer, he's had dealings with Prosthetic in the past. I mean, you know, ZJ, the label manager. And so I think that sort of just been in talks, and that was, I think, the label that we saw to be the best fit for us. You know, they're not, they don't have gigantic bands, but their bands are established, and we just thought, you know, it'd be a great place for us to slot in, and we'd get the support we needed, the distribution we needed. So, and they're great guys to deal with, which is the main thing to us. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, I think everything just fell into place. It wasn't something that we really, when we were doing the self-titled, we didn't really shop it around a lot. We pretty much had our heart set where we wanted to go, and it was just a matter of taking the steps to make it happen.
I know. Because sometimes I can almost see some bands kind of half of it. Like when they leave one label, well, Metal Blade wants us, Season of Mist wants us, you know, this label wants us. For, you know what, there's a bidding war, practically. But
that
wasn't the case with you guys?
Well, not to my knowledge, anyway.
Okay. You mentioned that you're from Tasmania.
Yeah.
Now, that's ballpark to Australia, if I get my geography correct, right?
Yeah, well, it's part of Australia.
Right,
okay. But it's a small island off the bottom of Melbourne. So it's like, it's about a probably hour or so flight. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not just a quick jump on a ferry and go to Melbourne with the car or anything like that. So, and we're on the southern tip of Tasmania as well. I mean, it's quite a big island. I mean, it's, to drive from one end to the other, it's probably about 5-6 hours. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not just a little,
right?
Not little Singapore or something like that.
I don't know, because I guess maybe in this part of the world, like Australia, New Zealand, Tasmania, you're all kind of the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not that much further from New Zealand than what we are Australia, but we're considered, we're part of Australia.
Right. Yeah. And is Australia your home away from home? Is that where you do?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we spend a lot of time in Melbourne. Dave, our drummer, actually, he's lived in Melbourne for probably the last 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's me, Cam, and Joe. We still live down in Hobart. But, I mean, at periods, I'll be in Melbourne probably 2-3 times a month. And Dave also spends a lot of his time in Tasmania. So, I mean, we're all of us are sort of back and forth between the two places regularly. Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm kind of thinking of this because right now, Australia, the metal scene, like the bands coming out of Australia internationally.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like, going pretty well.
There's you guys. There's like Destroyer 666. Bestia Warlust is re-releasing some of their older records.
Yeah. Bremlins just got back together.
Geez. Harlot is another great band. I mean, King Parrot was through here last year. Like,
it's never ending.
It right now. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, the scene down there, I mean, it's always been great, but it's bands haven't ventured out of Australia a hell of a lot sort of up until probably the last 5 years. I think there was a few of us that, you know, we looked at it quite a few years ago and thought, well, shit, why can't we get out there and tour, you know, just because we're out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think other bands are starting, you know, with the internet the way it is and social media, it's easier for people to build contacts. And so, I mean, all the Australian bands now, I mean, they've always been there, but I think it's more that they're just coming out to the rest of the world now,
right. Which
it's great to see. I mean, a lot of friends' bands are out touring, and, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It's not just AC/DC.
No.
There's all sorts of great
bands.
I'm absolutely loving it. Every other week I hear about a great new band
in
that area.
And it's great because the Australian bands are getting picked up by the overseas labels as well. Whereas,
that's
and I think that's another big thing that sort of helped, you know, spread things, because now these bands have got distribution outside of Australia, so people are actually hearing it. So there's means for touring now, which is awesome.
I'm doing all I can to get the word out and all that. Do you have a list of, I've done this, this, and this, but I still would like to do this? Do you have
South America's one place we've really always wanted to go.
Okay.
But every time it gets close, something happens, you know. Things get cancelled or, you know, it doesn't all pull together. So that's one place that we really want to go, and probably Mexico would be the other one. But apart from that, we've kicked off more goals than what we ever expected we would with it. So
good boy, mate. Right on. And finally, I always have to ask this question when I'm introduced to a band where, like, I hear the band name and I'm like, what the hell is that? What is a psychroptic? What is this? Is there a definition?
It's a made-up word.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the idea or the story behind that?
Well, it was before my time in the band. It was the guys had a crazy mate down home.
Oh, okay.
I think he dabbled with a few magical herbs and stuff. And I think they were just, from what they said, they were just sitting around trying to throw around for band names, and the crazy mate just said, what about Psychroptic? Doesn't mean anything, but it sounds cool. And it stuck. And here we are, 17 years later, 18 years later, or whatever it is. So, we get often asked that one. And I think the funniest thing with the band name is all the ways we see it spelled.
Oh.
You know, in different publications, you know, on the front door, sometimes like on the chalkboard outside venues, we see Pycroptic, Spycroptic, Pisscroptic, you know, all sorts of stuff. So
someone's just not doing their homework.
Yeah, I know, but it kind of entertains us, because we're like, oh, come on, it was written down in front and you've still managed to stuff it up, you know, so
that's good. I think we're getting it right.
Yeah.
there's more thunder from down under. That is Nocturnal Graves from their awesome From the Bloodlines of Cain record. That is Iron Command. Before that, tonight's creature feature with Psycroptics, Echoes to Come, from their self-titled latest record. Available now. Has been for a while. You should have it. Off Prosthetic Records. Great stuff. Great band, and even better Grunt Guy. I had a fantastic time. When you have a chance, be sure to check out Psycroptic.
From the ridiculous to the serious, here's the metal news.
Got some cool stuff here in the news, some stuff that's kind of scary, and some stuff that's just a little on the morbid side when I think about it. First and foremost, the big news, you know, and this is, it's sort of kind of about halfway there, perhaps, relevant to metal, but this weekend, as we speak, I believe it was the first night of the Rock AM Ring Festival in Germany. The first night had to be. Now, my information was kind of sketchy. It didn't get into too many details, but I heard that like the first night had to be called off and everyone had to be evacuated due to the terrorist threat. And after what recently happened at that pop show in Manchester and all that, any sort of threat, you know, we're gonna back up the truck and get everyone out of there and all that, and justifiably so. And it's too bad.
Can I just intervene here real quick?
Please.
Like really, so you guys know what happened literally like a couple hours ago, right, in London? Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, it just happened today where an attacker, they haven't declared it a terrorist attack yet, but somebody just mowed down people on the London Bridge.
Oh, wow.
And then it was like, yeah, that literally just happened today.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is true. I was talking to my father on Skype earlier tonight, and he said he was watching that as I called, and he said apparently like three guys got out of the vehicle and started stabbing people too.
Yeah, there's also like reports of like three other like separate incidences, including the London attack, London Bridge attack. So it's getting wild over there.
Yeah,
scary stuff.
Sucks, guy. I have friends over there, so it's really, really scary.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. Like, once this really starts getting into the metal world, it's going to, like, it's not any worse because it's in the metal world or anything. It's just, yeah, we know a lot of people throughout the world that we just don't want harm to anyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's scary stuff. It's scary stuff. Yeah, you know, here I am, where I am, people bitch and moan about the weather in the winter, but you know, we've never had anything like this at all. Like, so it's just, yeah, that's too bad. Everyone be safe, please. Everyone be safe. What I was considering kind of morbid is that for the 2 week period after the death of Chris Cornell, his music sales and streaming as well went up 2,396%.
Of course, that's
oh my god!
I know. I understand. You're going to play devil's advocate here, and you're right, Rock. That always happens, and that. That kind of makes me sick.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of people that are like, oh, did you hear this Chris Cornell guy died and all that? Like, you know, and then all of a sudden, like, people that have no fucking idea of what the guy did and what he created and what he contributed, they got nothing. But now all of a sudden, it's that morbid curiosity that people have. You know, and it's like, they gotta hear it. And I think that's sick. This 2,300%, 2,400%, that is the musical equivalent of people pulling over on the side of the highway to look at a traffic accident, or the people that chase ambulances and all that. This is musical ambulance chasing, and it's sick.
Well,
it's just, you know.
Well, here's my
people
opinion.
Chase ambulances.
Yes.
The lawyers. Yes, there's lawyers that do that.
Yeah,
I never fucking knew that.
Yes.
No, it's when people look outside their window because they hear a cop car or, you know, there's something going on in the neighborhood and people leave their house and go and form a circle around whatever and just sit there and gawk. Like, that shit pisses me off. Can you help? Are you able to help? Can you give CPR to something? Can you put that fire out? Can you do this? Can you do that? No, you can't. You're just being a sick bastard because you're a human. I love people. I fucking hate people. I love people. I love persons. I hate people, I should say. Let's rant over. Sorry.
Okay, so ambulance chaser also Korean, like in big cities, there are literally lawyers that will drive around. They see an accident, they get out, and then they'll start handing business cards to say, mm-hmm. you want to sue this guy, that, you know, then that's an ambulance chaser. So.
Oh my God!
Yep, and all large cities it happens. But to get back to your morbid thing, yeah, I would say there's a lot of that happens. Like people just, you know, out of morbid curiosity, oh, I'm not sure who this guy is. Let me listen. Oh, okay. Yeah. There's a lot of that, but there's also a lot of nostalgia. I'd say it's mostly nostalgia because people are like, oh man, Chris Cornell is dead. I feel like listening to his music right now. You know, a lot of it is that too. You got to remember that it's not just
assholes,
being morbid.
But as well, something can be said about that. If you put your Soundgarden album away and you hadn't touched it in literally years,
dude, not everybody's like you.
The only reason you're pulling it out is because the guy died. That's just as morbid.
No, it's not. You know, there's some stuff I haven't listened to for years in my collection. Years.
Uh-huh. I get that.
It's just you don't listen to everything all the time, you know?
No, you don't. I have the same thing. I have maybe...
So you're contradicting yourself right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
If you're feeling this nostalgic about something, fine, pull that record out and listen to it. But if you're feeling nostalgic because the guy died,
it's a reminder. It's maybe a record you forgot. We're gonna disagree on this.
Well, I'll give you an example.
The day Ozzy dies, I'm gonna listen to Ozzy. I'm gonna listen to Ozzy. I have not pulled out those albums in years. I do not listen to Ozzy anymore. But when he dies, I will listen to it. Am I being morbid? I just don't listen to Ozzy. That's not my go-to music.
You okay, know? So well, why would you pull it out then? Because the guy died?
Yeah, because, yeah, God, I'm my tribute to Ozzy. I'm going to listen to Ozzy today.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the news, and maybe we'll play something to go out on or something, but that's something different.
Well, it's like a tribute to the guy. You know, I haven't listened to him in a long time. I, you know, if it plays on the radio or whatever, or I'm somewhere it plays, yeah, I'll listen to it. I won't put my fingers in my ears like, ooh. You know, but, you know, it's one of those things. There's some music in your life, especially if you have large collections, there's stuff you don't listen to in years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is.
Oh, I get that.
Kareen's going to slap me. Megadeth. I'm like that with Megadeth also. I don't listen to Megadeth. I don't. I just don't. Well, there you go. I just don't. So, you know, so Kareen listens to Megadeth all the time. So to her, when he passes away, when Dave Mustaine passes away, well, she's going to probably listen to Megadeth that day, right? Because you would listen to it anyway. But for somebody like me, I would pull it out because I'm like, hey, I haven't listened to Megadeth in a while. I feel, you know, again, tribute to the guy. So a lot of this, you know, that 2,000%, I'm telling you, a lot of it is just people like oh man, or reminiscing. You know, there's people that have families now. When they were growing up, I'll give you an example. They were growing up, they were all into Soundgarden and Chris Cornell. You know, some people grow out of that music. You know, people grow out of music all the time. Okay, we don't. We've never grown out of our metal roots, but some
not out of metal. I grew out of pop and shit.
There you go. So then, you know, that's why some of those people pull out these albums because they, I haven't listened to this in years, so they'll listen to it. You know, it's a reminder. It brings you back. It's
because the guy died. if that's the only reason why you pulled it out, well, that's
it's a reminder. It's like
yeah, because the guy died.
That's not an answer. That's not an answer.
Yeah, it's totally the answer.
No, it's not an answer.
Once again, Rock, we're going to agree to disagree.
All right, just because of this, I'm going to listen to Ozzy after we're done.
Oh, by all means, the Oz Man rules.
Because, you know what? Because it was a reminder today.
but he didn't die. At least
still, I was reminded of Ozzy today.
You go, boy. Okay, next week's Metal Fix, dude. Nothing but Ozzy for me. That's all I want.
No, I can't do that.
That's it.
Unless I listen to Crazy Train 40 times, yes.
Why don't you listen to, like, I don't know, like Snowblind? Like, that's a phenomenal song by Black Sabbath.
I don't have it. I can't listen to it if I don't have it.
Yes, you can. It's called YouTube.
I listen to stuff I have.
Rob, you're being a bitch.
I don't go out of my way. If I have it on iTunes, yeah, I'll listen to it. But if it's not, I don't have it on iTunes. I'm not going to go out of my way. You know how busy I am doing this podcast?
Oh my God.
Every day. Every day I'm doing something for the podcast. I don't have time to go around, I feel like listening to Snowblind. I'm going to take 5 minutes out of my time. I don't have 5 minutes.
Jesus Christ, Rock. You know what? I don't know where the hell your metal card is, but it sure is not on this episode.
Oh, you want to go there, Miss Rave?
Yeah, I was just about to say, Crane, wrong week to do that.
Oh.
Who doesn't listen to Megadeth and Ozzy? Come on, you're on this metal podcast.
It's not my go-to music. My go-to music is Kiss, Cathedral. I was just talking about this in my metal fix. You know, stuff like that. I listen to new stuff all the time. You know, it's just I don't go back to those because I don't care that much for it. So that's it. That's why I've never seen Megadeth live. You know, it's like I don't care that much. So there you go.
We got to give them this one, Kareen. Like, you can't listen to everyone. You can't be in there.
No, exactly.
You know.
Exactly. I guarantee you, Kareen, you listen, the stuff you listen to, you keep going back to the same things all the time. I guarantee
I do.
There you go. And I listen to more new stuff than you do.
I don't know.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, yeah?
You know how many promos we get every week?
the promos. No, I don't get all the promos you get.
Yeah. Yeah, I listen to a lot of shit every week.
I do listen to the rock station here every freaking day.
Oh, that's just
so I know what's going on.
Yeah. And they're always playing the same songs. Bleh.
Yeah, and that's someone telling you what to listen to. Yeah.
Dude, whatever. Dude, they have a new Deftones song out, and I fucking love it.
Deftones, man. Who cares?
Oh, well, you just said that and said you listened to your shit. I'm telling you.
Oh, no. The voice. You got that screechy female voice.
I think this is the highest Kareen has ever talked to me in tone.
Yeah.
That's the frustrated tone. That's the Kareen's frustrated tone. Oh boy! Ugh.
All right, Aaron is. This would be right up Aaron's alley. He's so good
at
kicking himself.
We'd be having
he's missing this conversation.
This conversation would be an extra 20 minutes if Aaron.
It would be.
All right. What else you got?
What else do I got here? Shit. August 11th, Relapse Records is putting out the new Incantation record, Profane Nexus. Looking forward to that.
Which is a promo we're probably going to get.
I'm sure. Yeah. And you're going to want to give it a spin. You're definitely going to want
to
give it a
spin. That's why I don't have time to listen to Megadeth and Ozzy.
You know what? If you're not listening to Megadeth because you got to listen to the new Incantation, horns up for that.
Well, there you go.
That's awesome. There we go. I love Megadeth, but if you drop a new Megadeth record in my hand and a new Incantation in the other, I'm slapping old John McGinty on. And I'm cranking that stuff, man, for sure.
John.
He's the main man behind Incantation.
Oh, okay. See,
you wouldn't know because you don't listen to Incantation.
Because you,
you're too busy listening to Ozzy and Megadeth.
Look, dude, it's what plays on my Pandora every day. It's called the Megadeth Station.
Oh, there you go. I stand corrected, or I stand validated.
Wait a minute here. That's actually how I found out of Corrosion of Conformity and Nail Bomb.
Okay.
Well, that's good. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys ever listen to them?
I've seen them. I saw Corrosion. I saw Corrosion back in '94 live.
And, yeah.
Oh my god.
And we just had Corrosion of Conformity on your show just a little while ago. So I think we've heard of them.
And I have to apologize for that one because I remember distinctively you asked me if I knew who they were, and I told you no. And I had just discovered them on Pandora, and I kicked myself because I'm like, son of a bitch, I fucking know who they are. I love them, and I listen to them, and I had questions, and here I am kicking myself to this day because I fucking knew it all this time and just didn't realize it.
There you go.
There you go. Well, you learn something new every day.
I do like Nail Bomb, though.
And you know who's in Nail Bomb, right?
Yes, Max.
Max Cavalera from Sepultura. And what's his name from Fudge Tunnel? Shit. I knew it all the way up until you said Nail Bomb. His name is totally left. The other name in Nail Bomb from Fudge Tunnel, I can't remember his name now.
Yeah, I don't.
Dude, that album, the song with Sick Life on it is phenomenal.
It is. It is.
It's like, one of the many. Oh, my God.
One of the many awesome things that, yeah, Max Cavalera, another Radioactive Metal alumni as well.
Yep.
Wait, we had him on here?
Oh, my God, I'm going to strangle you.
I'm
going
to strangle you first. And we're going to see who can strangle each other. God damn it.
Can I be the ref?
You can
yes.
be.
Yes, we had Max Cavalera on last year.
And we also had Andreas Kisser also.
And we have, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
This is what makes Korean a hell of a lot of fun.
Oh, where the hell have I been?
I don't know, studying?
Or off in your own world? At raves?
The raves, jeez.
You're at raves, not going to Morbid Angel, Grave, Terrorizer, Vader, Flashout.
I know. Terrorizer was tonight, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
I think it was. Holy shit. Yeah, I think Terrorizer was tonight.
And why aren't you there?
Well, why are we there, Rock?
I'm not a fan.
Well, that's not an excuse.
Perfect excuse for me. I don't go to shit I don't want to go to.
I kind of agree with Crane with that. I'm not a fan isn't an excuse for not going to a show.
You are one to talk. You go to fucking everything. So
I'm saying.
You cannot say your opinion on this one.
My opinion is I agree with Crane.
No, you go to any fucking show.
Right. In other words, not being a fan is not excuse for not going.
Did you hear what I said earlier? I work on this podcast every day. What am I doing right now? That's why I'm not there.
Okay, then, Creed, why aren't you there?
Because I'm here.
Oh, that hasn't stopped you. You go to raves instead of being here.
Oh man.
You being here has never been an excuse for doing anything else. Why would you start with Terrorizer? Another Radioactive Metal alumni.
That's right. That's right.
But somebody has to be here to keep you two in line. That's why.
Oh, gee.
Actually, tonight was going to be kind of boring. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, Snowy.
No, because we didn't have much. We're like, okay, the interview's kind of short this time. Okay, well, we'll make a short episode, and we're off the rails now.
Then Witch Vomit shows up, and that.
Oh, man.
Damn snowblind over here.
August.
What you know.
Speaking of shows, I am hoping, like, I don't think it's going to be coming up here, but Incantation is going out on tour with Marduk and Abysmal Dawn. We've had Marduk on the show as well, and Abysmal Dawn is really cool for a variety of reasons as well. August and September is when that tour is going throughout North America. I hope you guys get an Orlando date. That is looks like that is going to be a killer fucking bill. And finally, God, there's a lot going on in the Incantation camp this week. Mm-hmm. Their drummer, Kyle Severin, has been working on an upcoming horror film called Death Metal. Now it's basically, and they were just filming some of this in at the Angora in Cleveland just last weekend as we speak. The plot of this film is kind of sort of a lot along the lines, well, that was a lot of Deathgasm from a couple years ago. Abyss Sinister, okay, and that could totally be a name of a death metal band for sure. Apparently this unsigned independent band discovers like a cursed song that unleashes a whole whack of evil when they play it and learn it. Okay. And all that. So yeah. When that movie's available, you know, after you've checked out Yesterday Was Everything, okay, make sure that you check out Death Metal. I can't wait, being a horror film and metal fanatic as well. Can't wait for that. That's it for the news. that's what I got. Does anyone else have anything?
No.
Okay. Well, we're gonna keep the train rolling here.
We're always looking for fresh meat. Check out this tasty indie spotlight.
Your train wreck.
Tonight's indie spotlight. We're going to Denmark. Across my desk came all one word. One godless, or one godless, or whatever you want to call it. It turns out it's a real kick-ass band. What One Godless is, and their pedigree in this band is pretty awesome. We should actually have a couple of these members on. Robin Zylhorst, the bassist, is a former member of Cynic.
Hmm.
Rock, you would remember who Cynic
is. Yeah, I remember Cynic.
As well. Their drummer, Mr. Yuma Van Eleken, is an ex-member of Pestilence.
Oh, okay.
So we're getting a minor little all-star band here in tonight's Indie Spotlight. So all the way from Denmark, check them out. This is One Godless.
Failure!
So to get your heavy stoner blues groove rock sludge metal, that one Godless calls themselves, you can go to onegodlessofficial.com and check them out. And also they do the Bandcamp thing and all that. Really good stuff. Really
That's quite the stuff, label. So.
It is for an awesome band. So check them out.
I'm exhausted. Great episode, guys. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. As we speak, it's a Saturday night, and I've had a hell of a day so far, and I'm going to continue to have a great night. And thank you so much for making this a part of it. What I do want to say before we do get on out of here is, as we speak this night, it's a friend of mine. It's her birthday. It's a young lady that started working up at Money Job. Her name is Chantel Squires. Okay, which is kind of ballpark to say, Rock, you and I, we're old school rockers. Mm-hmm. We would appreciate someone with the name Squire in it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, well, just a little while ago, and this is kind of related. Now, Chantel, she's a normie, but she's one of the coolest normies you're ever going to want to talk to. Okay. And I'm just giving her a shout out, and it was really cool the other day when she came to work. And she's not much of a rocker, but she had the rocker chick thing going on. She's like, her hair was mussed up a bit, and she had these rocker boots on and a leather jacket. She didn't look like she was working in an office, and I commented on that, and she thought it was really cool when I called her, you know, you look like a cool rocker chick, you should go with it, and all that. So I want to wish her a happy birthday, and I want to send out the song we're going to go out on with her, because I'm like, okay, what can we torment a normie with? And it's like, let's stick around the Down Under area and go out with some impious baptism from their record Wrath of the Apex Predator. That's for you, Miss Squires. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. This has been a Psychroptic Therapy episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Stoy White.
This is Rock.
Kareek. Jesus Christ, this episode's been nuts.
Now go get some more sleep, Kareek. Signing off.
Visit us at radioactivemetal.org or go to iTunes for past episodes and write a review. Listen to us live every Thursday night on purerockradio.net. You can also listen to us on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and all the other podcast aggregators. You can purchase the music featured in this episode by going to radioactivemetal.org and clicking on the episode link. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. Call 321-80-HEAVY or 321-804-3289. We may even play it on the show. Email us at radmetal666@gmail.com with suggestions or for indie spotlight submissions. Follow us at facebook.com/radmetal, twitter.com/radmetal666, and instagram.com/radioactivemetal. This has been a presentation of Radioactive Metal. It's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.